It's a familiar sound on a hot summer day, a gushing fire hydrant cranked open by someone desperate for a break from the heat. But the city has a way to turn that into this. A specially fitted cap with a few holes in it can make a gentle and legal sprinkler out of a regular old hydrant. The city's been distributing these for decades, but Environmental Protection Commissioner Carter Strickland says New Yorkers still need to be reminded about them.
An illegally opened hydrant pumps out 1,000 gallons per minute. It's really a torrent, and that is wasteful water. It's also dangerous, can knock kids over, and can flood out a street. So it's just not a good idea for a number of reasons.
Anyone 18 or older can ask their local firehouse to install a cap. About 7 years ago, the city started spreading the word. Each summer, the DEP sends out teams of young people to tell New Yorkers about the spray caps and to explain why it's illegal to open a fire hydrant.
Give me one fact of a fire hydrant being open.
Oh, that it wasted the water, so when there's a fire, then you can't use it.
What's your name?
20-year-old Jeffrey Ortiz is among 48 high school and college students with the Hydrant Education Action Team, or HEAT. They've been walking around the Bronx and Washington Heights, which the DEP says are hot spots for open hydrants. Ortiz gives out a flyer to 15-year-old Ruel Ramirez about why it's important to call 311 if you see an open hydrant. Ramirez says he agrees with the message, but
if I see kids playing, I'll feel bad to call it.
Another member of the HEAT team, Jocelyn David, jumps right in to correct him.
If a building's burning down, a fire hydrant is in front of it, and all that water coming out, then what's going to happen after? They're going to have to look for another fire hydrant.
The city says the program's working because the number of complaints about open fire hydrants fell from nearly 30,000 during the summer of 2005 to just under 22,000 last year. And along with the students, on really hot days, DEP sends extra staffers out into the streets. Still, the outreach workers are up against another problem. Open hydrants are a lot of fun.
I can't swim.
On East 149th Street in the South Bronx, the icy blast of an open hydrant was a welcome oasis from the baking heat for neighborhood kids and one adult.
You gotta be, I guess, creative.
Harold Walker was watching two teenage boys taking turns as they straddled the hydrant. He showed off his own technique.
They'll have a can. You can spray the water out or do what I just did. Use your knees and just fall out.
As he squeezed the water with his knees, the pressure forced it to spray upward, dousing a couple of girls. 11-year-old Serena Warren sneaks in and tries to fill a bucket with water, but it goes flying out into the two-way traffic because the hydrant's so strong.
It's fun, but it's hard.
Yeah, it is.
It was on. You see, that can happen, and it hurts.
That safety message might be one way to convince kids not to open hydrants. Another is for them to see that a sprinkler cap doesn't put a damper on the fun. Let's go over to Inwood.
So we're on Academy Street, and here is a fire hydrant with one of the sprinkler caps on it. And there's a bunch of kids playing in the street. They seem to be having a good time, but the water's not nearly as strong as what we saw in the South Bronx.
10-year-old Alana Chris is playing on a block that's been closed off to traffic by the local police athletic league.
Is it as fun as the ones that don't have the cap on it and just have the water coming out?
Well, yeah, it's pretty much the same, but this is a little funnier.
Alana then fills up her own plastic bucket and runs off to play with her friends. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.